I imagine the basements of museums are a bit like a treasure chest. But sometimes art slips through the cracks, and after it's found, it needs a bit of a makeover. Recently, a portrait of Isabella de' Medici was unearthed at the Carnegie Museum of Art. And now, fully refreshed, we can see Isabella as she was in her prime. And as I look at it, I can't help but wonder, did she know what was coming? Isabella was born in Florence, Italy in 1542 to the reigning Duke Cosimo de' Medici and his wife Eleanor, and she would have lived a charmed life as a little princess in her own little kingdom. Isabella enjoyed the best education in classics, arts, languages, and music, and had a bright future. She was betrothed to Paolo Orsini, a member of an ancient Roman family, at the age of just 11. But don't worry, they weren't married until she was 16 and he was 17. But then a funny thing happened. Rather than follow her new husband back to his family estates, her father kept her home, giving her control over her own affairs, a rarity for a woman of her time. There's no doubt that Cosimo trusted his daughter implicitly, but he also didn't seem to like his new son-in-law, who was a big fan of the gentlemanly pursuits of gambling and adultery. So Isabella stayed home and flourished. When her mother died, Isabella became the First Lady of Florence and showed off her talent for the Medici family's truest love. Politics. Isabella rarely traveled to visit her husband, but despite their clear separation, they did have a couple of children. Yet, Paolo remained distant, often away with family or on some kind of military campaign. To make sure Isabella stayed out of trouble, he left his handsome cousin to watch over her. What could possibly go wrong, right? The arrangement clearly worked well for Isabella. She had her own money, power, and a good-looking man at her fingertips. While most frowned at the idea of a married woman spending so much time with a man who wasn't her husband, none of that really mattered. Isabella was untouchable. Well, at least so long as her father was alive. It was a terrible blow when he died in April of 1574. Now she was in a kind of limbo. Isabella was a married woman with her own money and property, but she was still at the whims of her husband and now her brother Francesco, the new Grand Duke. And Paolo was apparently growing suspicious of his wife's behavior. He could and would make trouble for Isabella, who wouldn't be defended by her brother. You see, Francesco had the backbone of a chocolate eclair, so Isabella was on shaky ground. The likely tense marriage came to an abrupt end 2 years later. It was the middle of summer of 1576, and Isabella was staying with her husband at Cerreto Guidi for a hunting trip. This was their vacation, and everyone was probably having a great time. Well, at first, anyway. That rosy atmosphere was obliterated when Isabella was discovered on July 16th, bent over her bathtub, dead. The official story is that Isabella slipped while washing her hair and was later discovered by her devastated husband. The gossip, though, was darker. You see, Isabella was the second death of that trip. Her other brother Pietro's wife, Eleonora, a beautiful redhead, unhappy to have been saddled with a prideful, rage-filled husband, was similarly found dead just a few days earlier. I wonder if Isabella had seen the writing on the wall. So maybe a pair of dissatisfied husbands got together and started to plot. Maybe they proposed a teeny-tiny problem-solving double murder for the Grand Duke, and maybe, just maybe, Francesco gave the blessing. Based on the evidence, both women were strangled, which freed their husbands to pursue anything else they wanted, especially other women. Although it didn't work quite out the way they intended. After the scandal broke, Pietro was exiled to Spain, and Paolo spent some time on the run. He died in 1585. We'll never know for sure what happened to the Medici women at that villa, but Isabella seems determined to continue making her presence known. The room where she was discovered and likely died is called the Room of the Noose, and she has roamed those halls for many years. Isabella is a classic lady in white, dressed in her 16th century finest, and has been seen to drift around the halls, maybe looking for her husband or her brothers. I would have had some choice words for them, and maybe a nightmare or two. In the 1950s, some objects around the villa mysteriously disappeared, never to be seen again. A robbery, perhaps, or maybe something more. Isabella's last appearance was in the summer of 1970. A young man stopped by the villa in the middle of the night thanks to a flat tire. There, he saw a young woman who seemed to be waiting for something. She introduced herself as Isabella and said that she lived there, all before disappearing. And she hasn't been seen since. This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, with writing and research by Alexander Steed and music by Chad Lawson. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes of Lore Bites each Wednesday morning. And be sure to follow the show on Threads, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.